Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 945-869-1240, the number. Time to get to the Syndio Twitter question. It's brought to you each and every day by our friends from Syndio HRO, your HR experts in Wichita. It's Syndio for you. Where are you going today, Shane?
Well, in honor of March Madness, and I've never done this with the Twitter questions, but let's have a little mini Twitter tournament. I have a 16 options, four per day, obviously. So don't write anything in just yet. You can, after the fact, if I left somebody out that you want to suggest, wait till the end, okay? So we're having schools that would be the most challenging to turn around athletically, even for the best AD. And we're going to kind of go by region. And like I said, we'll have 16 by the time this is done. And then the winners, or the ones with the most votes each, will square off next week for the title of biggest reclamation project. Like, where would be the toughest turnaround? So hopefully that explained a little bit. At KFH Radio is where you can go. Of these schools, which would be the most challenging, even for the best athletic director? Four more tomorrow. Field of 16. San Jose State, Idaho, UTEP, Wyoming. Those are your options today. That would be the most challenging, even for the best athletic director. So far, Idaho, 38% of the vote. UTEP, 26%, Wyoming, 25%, San Jose State, 11%.
Wow.
All these schools.
San Jose State is so bad, it's unbelievable.
They're bad at pretty much everything. Yeah, they had a little bit of a resurgence in football this year, but I just looked, and their men's basketball team has four wins going into their game last night.
And Jean Prilo coaches that team.
Is that right?
Yeah,
I didn't.
Former Mark Turgeon assistant John Prelo's out there.
Oh man, yep. I didn't realize that. And then, of course, I think UTEP. Most of us around here know how bad they are usually in football, because who's there? Dana Dimmel? Is that who went?
Yes, Dana Dimmel
to be their head coach.
I think in his second year. Coming up.
And so they regularly only win about one or two. Wyoming and San Jose State are the other two. So
Wyoming kind of comes and goes. I mean, you know, they produce a Josh Allen and, you know, win.
Yeah, but they didn't win any games, really. What, they win four
right.
or five?
With him, I think that they were middle of the rung in the Mountain West.
They haven't done anything in basketball since Finis Dembo was there.
No, they haven't been too good there. I think Larry Nance Jr. was at Wyoming. I think they were okay then.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, and so they've had, you know, they've kind of come, they kind of come and go a little bit in everything. So it would not be Wyoming, I don't think, because I think you can do some things at Wyoming. Idaho, I hadn't thought about Idaho. Idaho, the Vandals.
The Vandals, yep.
The Vandals of Idaho. Idaho and Idaho State might be in the same bucket. I don't think Idaho State's very good at anything, are they?
This is not your game. You need to wait.
Oh, sorry.
You need to wait along with everybody
just
else.
I'm just kind of throwing things up in the air. I apologize.
We will go mostly to the Mountain Time Zone tomorrow, and then we'll make our way east. And so it looks to me like, unless we have a huge turnaround, Idaho is going to move on to the finals.
Okay.
Bernie is up on KFH. 869-1240 is the number. Hello, Bernie.
Hi there. Given OU's loss last night, I have a scenario for you. I want you to see what you guys think about. I'm assuming that with the Oklahoma is probably not going to be in the NCAA tournament.
Bubble's pretty soft, Bernie, but go ahead.
All right. The here's my scenario. Wichita State gets into the NIT. What's the possibility of a rematch between the Sooners and the Shockers here at Wichita State? Because I'm assuming there that Wichita State would be more attractive because they would draw a bigger crowd than OU. And seeing a rematch of that game here in the NIT.
I don't think it would necessarily be, hey, drop OU into Wichita because it'll be a good draw, especially if Oklahoma's resume is better than Wichita State's. In other words, they probably wouldn't match up the first game in the NIT. Plus, I'm not convinced that OU's not going to be in the NCAA tournament. Lenardi's got him as a 10. So we would certainly be speculating here on...
It's a pretty forgiving bubble this year. So... yeah, I think it would be a logical.
That OU
it's
would
a
have,
logical assumption, I think, from some that OU lost last night. Oh, they're out, but I don't know if that's the case or not.
And even if they are out, they would get a home game against somebody else first. I'm pretty convinced of that because their resume would be stronger than Wichita State, so it would be more fair to OU to reward them in the NIT than Wichita State, who is nowhere near the bubble. That'd be my suggestion. Not to say that it couldn't happen later on down the road, you know, a couple of rounds later. But I think they're going to make the NCAA tournament. And second of all, even if they don't, it wouldn't necessarily be the NIT saying, hey, let's have a OU Wichita State rematch in Wichita just because 10,000 people would show up. I mean, there's still a little bit of sanctity and fairness in that tournament in rewarding teams that can't make it to the NCAA tournament because they still look at your body of work. So that would be my argument.
In the NIT, and I'm with you, I'm not convinced that Oklahoma is going to be in the NIT, but Oklahoma would be a fairly high seed in the NIT, wouldn't
yes,
they?
I mean, you would think.
Based on their body of work. So Wichita State would be somewhere down the line in the NIT.
Now, on the other hand, if Wichita State wins two games.
If they win two games.
You know, that gives them 19 wins along with Oklahoma, and that would make them 19-13. So you beat Temple, then maybe we'll talk. But again, I don't think OU is going to miss the big dance. So
where's Wichita State in the net? They're top 100, right? Like right around 100, something like that. I haven't checked it lately.
I'll check. But gotta be. My knee jerk would say somewhere in 70 or so. But I'll.
Yeah, you may be right. And I know that they've got a lot of quadrant one and two games that they've played.
Mm-hmm. 17 of those, I think.
Yeah, a bunch of those.
Most of the league.
So that's been really good, and they've won a few of them. So. But I don't know. I mean. Look, all Wichita State wants at this point, I think, is a chance to keep playing with this group. This team obviously likes to play. They're not done. You can tell that. You know, there are some teams that are in their situation that get to the end of the season and they can't get to the offseason fast enough. This is a team that appears to me to have more basketball left in it. So from
Wichita
that standpoint,
State is
it'd be
90,
really fun to see them play.
9-0, okay. 90 in the net.
90. So top 90 in the net, and they're probably better than that. I would say that Wichita State's probably a top 75 team.
Mm-hmm. Oklahoma's net is 40.
Right now. Who is?
Oklahoma's net is 40. 40.
Yeah, so there you go. Mm-hmm. Got to take everything into account.
Yeah.
Not just the way that they're playing right now. I know Wichita State's a lot better right now than they have been.
Right. And that's another thing that they supposedly don't look at, how hot you are.
Yeah, it's the total picture.
It's just a body of work.
And it has to be.
And that's why the argument or a conversation about Gonzaga losing the other day and only scoring 47 points, that doesn't make them a two. That they're one of the four best teams in the country. I don't care if they lost. If they lost a month and a half ago, nobody would even be having a conversation. But I heard a thing or two about, well, was this knock Gonzaga off the one line? No, it doesn't. Just because just because they stubbed their toe against St. Mary's, it's a body of work. It doesn't matter about your last 10, doesn't matter who's hot. There's a whole bunch of stuff that gets debunked about this time of the year. So.
They did look bad, though.
Yeah, they did. I'll give you that.
I mean, and that's a game I did watch, and it was like, But there haven't been many of those for them. That's a pretty good basketball team. They just weren't on that night. So, anyway. All right. Hour one is in the books. Much more coming up. David Beatty taking exception to the way that he was let go and the payment that he feels he's due. KU fighting back, and it's getting nasty.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.